I'm here with the artist Claudia. Could you introduce yourself a little bit further and just what type of music you sing?
Yeah, so hiya, I'm Claudia. I'm a singer from Southampton, and at the moment I am doing weddings and events and parties, that sort of thing. I absolutely love singing sort of slow songs, but also a bit of indie rock. My inspiration, I guess, is sort of London Grammar and Nothing But Thieves. So I love singing songs like that. Yeah.
That's really good. And is that your like main influence then? So when you started getting into music, were those bands your main influence, or were there other bands as well that influenced you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess Nothing But Thieves was one of the main influences there, because I absolutely love the indie rock music that is brought in with a little bit of alternate mixed in with a bit of hip hop. But I also as well absolutely love Taylor Swift, and I think she's a massive inspiration, as for many young female singers as well. Country music again is another genre that I absolutely love singing, and I always sing it on my gigs as well.
Okay, that's great. And when you were growing up, were you listening to music in your house? Was it like a family thing? Or did you just pick it up by yourself? You just decided, oh, this is the career for me.
Yeah, so singing's always been a part of my life through my house. So my mum used to sing when she was younger, and my nan as well. And I guess kind of growing up in a house where there is a lot of music, you're kind of inclined to sort of go down that route. So I've always loved it. And ever since a young age, I've been singing in the car. My mum always says that the first song I started singing was Teenage Dirtbag, and it was a really, really random song to sing when you're like 3 years old, but I guess that's when I started singing.
I think a classic song though. That
yeah.
It's one of the original songs there from the 2000s, I think.
Yeah, yeah, literally. And then I guess it kind of progressed into musicals and musical theatre as I got older as well.
Yeah, because you did drama and that sort of thing as well at uni, was it as well? So
yeah,
that's like an extra on top where you've developed. And with this as well, do you play any instruments? Do you do that sort of thing with your music as well?
So I don't anymore, but when I was younger, I played piano and violin. I was actually very, very good at violin. But you know when you get to like teenage age and you don't think it's cool anymore. Mm-hmm. So I kind of quit at the age of 12, and I regret it so much. I really wish that I was a 23-year-old who could, you know, be in an orchestra or something like that.
But you have a great voice though, so that kind of saves it a little bit there. So,
thank you.
So very good. And have you seen any like bands recently? Do you like scout the local scene? Do you watch a lot of live music in the area?
So I haven't been able to find anyone in the area yet. I guess the most recent gig I've seen, I say gig, was a massive concert. I went to go see Coldplay at Wembley, and London Grammar as well. I'm mentioning them again. But they were absolutely incredible. To see a band so about their music on stage, it was so inspiring, and also it just made me want to do it as well. And it makes me want to perform more every day.
That's great. And when you started performing the first time you performed, how did it feel like being in front of an audience? Was it something you were like quite comfortable with, or did you build it up over time?
So I guess at first it is quite nerve-wracking. I would say it's quite nerve-wracking. But I think the more you do it, the more confident you get. And when I'm on stage, I kind of see myself having a persona. Like I take a bit of my musical theatre degree and pretend I'm a character. So there's a bit of acting in there with it to try and make yourself a bit more confident. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. And what sort of events have you been performing at recently? So have you got anything coming up that you'll be performing at that you want people to know about?
So I haven't got anything coming up at the moment, but recently I've been doing a few markets. So I did Fleet Market a few weeks ago, and it was really, really nice to just perform to everyone on a Saturday, because everyone's really happy on a Saturday, obviously. and then I also do a few pub gigs in Winchester just performing in the evenings. Mm-hmm. That's always quite nice, just because it's quite a nice, calm, mellow vibe, and you can get a bit bluesy as well.
That's good. And what venue was your favourite to perform at in the past that you've ever been to? That's quite a big question, so...
I guess it's probably going back to when I was at uni. I did a showcase at the Winchester Royal, the theatre, and I think just going back there and just performing on an actual stage in front of an audience that's kind of bigger than 50 people at a market, it's a really, really lovely thing to do, and it makes you remember why you love to perform and why you love to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's hearing a big clap at the end as well. It's really, it makes it evidence a bit.
Exactly, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's nice to have a nice audience there with you. And was there a point where you were like, oh, this is what I want to do seriously? This is what I want to do a lot. Was there a point when you were younger where you just started doing it quite a lot, singing?
Yeah. I guess when I was younger, I would watch my favourite singers on stage and watch these musicals as well and realise, oh, I really, really want to be a singer. It's something that I'm so passionate about that I feel like doing it as your job, it wouldn't feel like you're working because you'd just be loving what you do every single day. And I think I knew from when I was a child that it's something I'd want to do for the rest of my life. And still now I'm in my 20s, I still know that I want to carry on doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really nice to have that one thing that you know you want to carry on doing.
Mm-hmm. And you know that it's something you enjoy, and the music is the key thing there, really.
Yeah,
I think. And it's indie music, isn't it? And that sort of thing. But you said about blues music when you're in like the pub or whatever, or you feel like it's quite a bluesy vibe. What do you mean by that? Is it just the music itself or the actual surroundings?
So I guess when you're performing in a pub in the evening, because they turn the lights down and it kind of gives you a certain vibe of what the mood should be. So kind of turning to blues music, I like to sing. So there's one of my favorite bands called Kaleo. And they have a lot of bluesy music that I like to incorporate into my set list. And I always think that it creates a real warm atmosphere, especially in a pub in the winter as well. I found that as well. Yeah.
It's really cozy.
Yeah.
Do people sing along quite a lot to your music?
Say I'm singing Valerie by Amy Winehouse, you find a lot of people are singing along with you. And again, as well with Norah Jones, people like to hear that a lot. So they will be singing along as well.